Hey guys, welcome to my podcast. My prayer is that you are encouraged, transformed, and equipped through each episode. Welcome everybody to the Patty Valenzuela podcast. It is truly always an honor to be able to minister from your houses or from wherever it is that you watch us or those that are listening. To all our viewers, to all our listeners, thank you for always coming in on this Monday or whenever you're going to watch this and listen to this and being a part of the Patty Valenzuela podcast. We pray that, and our only desire and our only prayer is truly for you to be transformed through the power of his teaching and his word. I want to ask you this question. I want to come to you today out of the topic of bitterness. And the question would be is, are you bitter? I'm going to read you a scripture found in Hebrews 12, 15, speaking of bitterness. And here the word of the Lord says, see to it that no one fails to obtain the grace of God, that no root of bitterness springs up and causes trouble, and it defiles many. Are we bitter? So we're going to take a quick look at some of the characteristics when we do carry bitterness in our hearts. You know, when bitterness is at the heart, there's several characteristics that will begin to manifest in our lives that prove that bitterness is there. Now, I got to say this to you. He says, let no bitter root spring up or, you know, grow in you. Now, God uses the word root to describe bitterness, which I thought was interesting because when you look at a root is not visible with a naked eye. You cannot see a root with a naked eye. You actually have to dig under the ground to be able to see roots. And so he makes reference to bitterness as a root, signifying that if we do harbor bitterness, we can actually harbor it, not really know it, because it's not something that is visual. It's not something that is commonly seen with the naked eye. So it can actually be growing in our hearts and it go undetected. It can actually be in our hearts and we not know it. We can maybe see some warnings and some characteristics and manifestations of it, but it can actually harbor in our hearts maybe a bitterness about a season, bitterness about a situation, bitter towards people, towards a season, towards a circumstance, towards something that happened to you. And so bitterness, when you look at it, it actually starts to manifest in several behaviors. And so what we need to do and what God is telling us to do is that we have to pull up any root of bitterness so that it doesn't defile anybody. Now, Ephesians 4:31 says as follows, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you along with all malice. So Paul says that many emotions are actually coming from bitterness. When he tells us there, put away all anger, put away all clamor, all slander, all malice. Because what he's saying to us is that bitterness will come with a lot of different emotions. When bitterness has taken root in our hearts, we'll find ourselves maybe angry, angry about a season, angry about something that happened to us. Maybe we'll find slander there. So there's different emotions that you can see and find when there is a root of bitterness. Keep in mind, it is a root. So don't be so quick to say, I don't have bitterness. I think it's important for us to look at some of the characteristics that go hand in hand and even some of the emotions that go with bitterness. So I guess I have some questions for you, and that might help answer if there is any bitterness in our hearts. When God was going to get Israel out of Egypt, and he pulls them out of Egypt. They're actually going into the promised land. They wind up in the wilderness. The Bible says that God tested them. And the Bible says that they found no water. For 3 days, there was no water. And the water that they did found, it was called Marah, which means bitter. So they had bitter waters. And then we know the story that God tells Moses to throw a piece of wood inside of the waters to sweeten them up, you know? So when you look at this story, God was doing something in this story. Before they entered the promised land, before they actually obtained the blessings of God, God made certain that if there was bitterness, it surfaced up. So if you are fasting, or maybe you are seeking God, telling him to deal with your heart, don't be surprised if bitterness starts to come up, if it starts to surface up. That is only a sign that God wants to show you that bitterness is harbored in the heart, and that he wants to uproot it, and he wants us to take that out so that we can conquer our land. So here are some questions. Is there a particular person, season, that you finally find yourself talking bad about? It could be even a season. Do you find yourself talking bad about a group of people, a person, a leader, somebody that, you know, just you find yourself talking bad about them constantly? Do you make derogatory comments about a person, about a group, or maybe even a season? You know, even our seasons, we ought to not look back at our seasons and feel bitter about them. Keep in mind that we're all being processed. Keep in mind that everything that we go through, God permits and God allows, because it's part of the purposes of God for our lives. And our process is in proportion or in parallel or, you know, in connection with the purpose that he has for us. So our processes really tell a lot about where God is going to use us. Now, keep this in mind. Wherever you're processed in, you know, and you overcome, there you have a lot of authority over that, whatever it is that you overcame in that particular season or process. So even seasons, we ought to not be bitter about, because God permitted them. God allowed them for whatever reason. And so do you find yourself talking bad about seasons? That's something to think about. Has God been dealing with you about your attitude, towards people, towards maybe a particular group? And be very, very honest with yourself when you're answering these questions. Would you have to honestly admit that bitterness and unforgiveness, would you say, if you were honest with yourself and you got honest, would you say that it's affected even your level of joy, even your experiences with the Lord sometimes? Do you find yourself that sometimes joy is robbed from you, that you're not as joyful because of particular seasons that you went through? Or maybe because, you know, it just took the luster of life away from maybe a certain group of people or people that really just bother you. Now, I'm going to ask you a couple more questions. Do you replay things in your mind? When you replay things in your mind, it's a good sign that you're replaying a conversation, you're replaying maybe a past season, a situation. You just replay things. It's a good indication that bitterness is probably hiding in the soil of your heart. And we've got roots there because you find yourself just replaying negative things. You replay a negative circumstances. When you play the tape over and over again of what somebody said, a conversation, a situation, it's a huge sign that there is bitterness there. When you replay it, when you say it, you replay that what somebody said to you, how somebody hurt you, how somebody said it, and you keep replaying it, it's a probably good indication that bitterness is there. Is your mouth out of control? That's another sign. It says in Romans 3:14, it says their mouth is full of curses and bitterness. Do you find yourself that your mouth is a little bit out of control, where maybe slander is okay, that gossip is okay, cursing is okay, murmuring is okay, being critical is okay? That is not okay. That is a sign that underneath that, can't see it with the naked eye, keep that in mind, it is a bitter root. And so when we find ourselves where our mouth is just out of control and we don't think much about murmuring, or we don't think much about, you know, saying a negative comment, then that ought to be a red flag for us, and we need to examine our hearts. Now, keep in mind, God stopped them. God halted them until the waters became sweet, because he did not want bitterness in their heart. God does not want you to take bitterness into the next season of your life. We have to examine our hearts. Is bitterness, is it there? Is it living? The other thing that I would like to ask you is, are you sick? You know, there's psychologists time and time again have done studies on bitterness for over 15 years, and they have found that when bitterness has been harbored for a very long time in a person's life, biologically speaking, they find degradation. Biologically speaking, they find that something goes wrong. Physically speaking, there's an impairment. It affects the metabolism, your immune system, your organs don't function, physical diseases. Are you sick? And then the fourth thing I want to ask you is, are your friends bitter? If your friends are also bitter, you know, sometimes we say things like, oh, It's because that I just find so much in common with this person, and I just, you know, I just like to go to this person. They really help me. Well, why are they helping you? And have they overcome what you're trying to overcome? And if the answer is not really, then that's probably a good indication. The Bible says like spirits attract like spirits. So we have a tendency, and this is really, biblically speaking, there is a principle that in the spirit realm, we are attracted to our own kind. And so you don't want to attract bitter friends. You want to attract, or you want to go to people that have been free, that you know, maybe they've not necessarily arrived, but they've already reached perhaps and overcome certain things that you're needing to overcome. Now, I know that I'm talking to you because that's how the enemy works. He likes, you know, to have bitter besties. You know, we're just besties and we're just best friends. And yeah, but you're bitter besties. And that's doing nobody no good. It's not doing you any good. And it's not even doing your bitter bestie any good. And we have to examine that, because if you look at your friends and the way they speak and you're all kind of carrying the same thing, it's really poisonous. And that's not good. We got to pull it up. So one of the things that I got to tell you is you have to make sure that you forgive. You have to forgive and quit asking God questions like why. I said it in my preaching. It's important for us to not ask why, God, but it's important for us to ask questions like for what? What are you going to use out of this? And so God is speaking to us about bitterness. We've got to allow that bitterness to just be pulled up once and for all. You know, you have to make sure that if there is bitterness that you're struggling with right now, you know, or you're bottling up something inside, listen, do not bottle up unforgiveness. Do not bottle up bitterness or even anger. When you have anger issues, more than likely, there's probably some bitterness going on. When you get angry easily, or you're like one of those matches that just light up really quick, there's probably bitterness at the heart. Now, keep in mind what I said earlier, that bitterness is a root, so you can't automatically see it. Now, whenever you're keeping score, even of offenses, you just keep score, you know? It's like, oh, they did it again. Oh, there it is again. And you're keeping score, more than likely, you know, and you have a mental list about what they did. If you have a mental list about what somebody said to you, what somebody did to you, and you're actually keeping score, I'm telling you, there's a bitter root in your life. You're going to have to be free. So I don't want you to go into this season with a bitter root. You have to uproot it. And if the heart has become hardened and your heart, maybe it needs to be softened. It's in the presence of God that the heart becomes softened. I want to encourage you that you've got to get yourself free. And how you do that is you renounce bitterness. You do not want bitterness. You have to pull bitterness like my husband pulls the weeds. My husband puts water on the weeds. He doesn't just automatically yank them. You know what? How my husband pulls the weeds? And he gets them by the root. And he loves to pour water on there first. And then it softens the soil. And then he just, so precisely, he just pulls them straight up. And let me tell you, it comes up with every root. And that weed, we don't see it anymore, you know, because we didn't just chop it off from the top. Many people are chopping off with bitterness like that from the top. And then we see the roots still. And how do you know? Because there's a cycle in your life, and then we see it creep up eventually. So we want to be free of all our roots of bitterness. We want to be free from all bitterness. We don't want a bitter season to be in our hearts. We want to learn from that and have a revelation. And I said it, and I've said it before, and I'm going to say it again, that we have to know that our life, when we have revelation of our lives and we have a revelation of all the seasons we've been through, you won't regret anything. You'll just know that God is using everything for the good. So I want to encourage you today, please, if you detect any bitterness in your life, please uproot it. Today's the day of freedom. Father, I pray for your people. And I pray, God, if there's bitterness in the heart, that today's the day that they say, I forgive. I forgive myself. Some of you need to forgive yourself. I forgive myself. I forgive whomever. And you should say the name out loud. I forgive them. I forgive them for the pain that they caused me. I forgive myself for allowing myself to be in that season. I forgive, God, those, God, that hurt me. I forgive them. And Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus, God, that your people, Father, find forgiveness in their hearts today. And that you would give them the grace to forgive, because we need you even to forgive, God. And that right there where your people are at, they forgive themselves. And Father, they let go of the past. They learn from the past, God. And Lord, I pray that all bitterness be uprooted in the name of Jesus. And that no bitter roots stay in 2021. But Father, they are free in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I love you guys. We'll see you guys next time.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you would like more content, a link to all of our social media will be provided in the description. And as always, subscribe and hit the notification button to get new uploads. And be sure to like and share. Until next time.